shoo. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, President-elect Timmy Two-Time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Jesus.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is President-elect Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Oh, shit. Gulag inmate Nelson Vasquez, Saul Lubrication 9912.
Lubrication.
What's going on over there in fucking... Crusty Pennsylvania.
It's gray. Fuck my life. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen.
Just like the health commissioner. Gray and ugly.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thanksgiving week, and the left wants you to stay home, locked up in your house, scared for your life. And you know what we say this Thanksgiving? You got to go big. You know what I mean? Invite everybody. Stop living in fear. Stop listening to the media. There are more important things in life than to be scared of a virus with a 99.9% survival rate. Hey, by the way, guys, have you guys seen the New York Christmas tree? Did you guys see pictures of this?
That's the saddest thing in the world.
It is. It is 2020.
What's the sad part? New York or the Christmas tree?
Everything.
It was the most. Just like the city itself, it was depressed, miserable, and ugly.
Liberals,
you can show us
ruin everything. I'll get into that now.
They
however,
really do.
The Kraken has been released. We'll talk about all the election developments that are happening, and good signs for Trump. All that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
The Salty Show.
.com. Well, well, well. Like I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, liberals have ruined everything, and apparently they want to cancel Thanksgiving. And if they cancel Thanksgiving, they're going to cancel Christmas. They're going to cancel everything. They are the Scrooge McDucks of society, folks. And these cocksuckers want you to forget tradition and values. Fuck them. So first, I'm going to show you guys this video. We're going to get right into it because a lot is going on. Now, as you guys know, there's a lot of governors out there. Governor Cuomo, Newsom, Whitmer. By the way, Whitmer. Oof, she's in a lot of trouble right now. Anyways, they're trying to enforce these rules across the country, and again, they're trying to prevent Americans from gathering with their families. They're imposing these curfews. They again are acting like the tyrants that we knew they were, and so. But we're starting to see opposition to this. Now, sheriffs across America have started turning these power-hungry governors, turning them down on their mandates. And they're saying they're not going to enforce this. Now, the first one I'm going to show you is, again, sheriffs standing up against Adolf Newsom's orders. Let me show you this first video, or actually this statement. This statement actually came from Orange County. Sheriffs, they came out saying, hey, we're not going to enforce this shit, Governor Newsom. And in my opinion, this needs to happen everywhere. Citizens across the country need to stand up against this insanity. If we don't stand up against this insanity today, it's only going to get worse. Because what they're saying is they're making the excuse that this is for your health and at work. We are so concerned about your health that we're going to force you to stay home, put curfews on you. Now, again, folks, remember, we were told that this was only going to last 2 weeks. How long has it been, Tim?
9 months.
Feels like 7 years.
No, it's almost 9 months. So basically, like right in the beginning of March is when everything started getting a little weird. Going into December. So I mean, it's like eight and a half months.
Yeah. Too long. Way too long.
Way too long. Okay. Yeah. Real quick.
Go ahead. Yep. Go ahead.
It's a 99% survival rate with the with two vaccines that are less than 99% effective.
Do you know your odds of dying, driving to the doctor to get the vaccine are higher
than dying,
than getting the Wuhan virus and dying from it?
The China virus.
The China virus and dying from it? So where's the logic in this, people?
There is none.
Where is the logic in this?
It's a derivative of SARS, and SARS has been around for how many billions of, like, 9,000 BC?
All right. And we can go on and on, but let's keep on track because this has got me really fucking pissed off.
Let's talk about the last decade.
Well, I'm going to show you this video.
Really fucking heated.
Now, let me show you this video, and I think this was in New York. And again, New Yorkers right now, I believe New York went red, guys. I'm not believing any of this shit. I think they fucking cheated everywhere. We're going to get to that. But... So citizens right now, you know, number one, they're going to de Blasio's house. They're protesting. I love it. But another thing that is happening is citizens are standing up against the COVID insanity. Let me show you this video, because when I watch this now, there's a difference between following laws. OK, a law, there's a legislative body, creates it. It goes through that whole process of balance of powers within government. A mandate is one guy who thinks he knows better than his citizens or their citizens, and trying to impose this on everybody else. Now, with that in mind, I want you to watch this video, because, again, I like watching this, and I think more and more people need to start doing this. If my internet worked. Jesus Christ.
While it's loading, what bothers me is you still have all these people wearing masks. Take off the fucking masks. Well, all right, when are we going to start doing that?
So the sheriffs are wearing them.
I know, but so's.
And that's the health inspector.
So let me show you this video. Make sure that.
But they got to be part of the movement to stop wearing the masks.
Right. But unfortunately, they're following orders. They're part of the problem, not part of the solution.
That's what I'm saying. They need to be part of the solution, and they need to get the damn masks off.
All right. So let me
see the size of that guy's stomach. He's not taking a mask off.
I don't.
I've lost friends, I've lost family who've killed themselves. I've seen clients die because they've lost their livelihood.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know you are, and I'm just I'm asking for you to guys have some compassion for the people that have lost everything.
We do have compassion for people who
Okay, well, you need to go have compassion out in the parking lot. This is private property.
This is
private property.
I love
this
that.
This is private property. It's private property. Go get a warrant. Listen, man, this is private property. They're not wanted here. So do your jobs.
Well, her job is...
Well, no, your job is to remove people that are not wanted here.
You have a...
We're wanted here. Department. They're not.
She's hiding her name tag.
I'm not. It's right here. It's my name.
They're just doing their job.
There we go.
You should all be wearing masks. How come you don't have masks on?
Don't worry about my health. My health isn't your concern.
You're meant to be wearing a mask. It's a government.
Okay, well, then write me up.
It's the law.
Okay, then take me to jail.
It's not the law.
Then take me to jail.
Show me the law. Show me the law, please. Show me the law.
I think we got to go down.
You have to leave. You guys have to leave. You have to leave.
Right now, you're trespassing without a warrant.
Massive disobedience.
Trespass.
Yep.
Were you going to the property?
Doesn't matter. We have a right to be here.
Then get a warrant. Go get a warrant.
Bring a warrant.
Go get a warrant.
Yes, you do.
Come back with the warrant or
leave. Don't write the law.
Outside. No, go on your phone outside. Go on your phone outside.
I would really like it.
Where did you yell her report for?
Okay, we can look at
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, she did.
Who reported it? Who reported it?
You know what? I don't know.
Yeah, it's anonymous, right? It's anonymous. It can't be anonymous. You need to know your accuser. You need to know it cannot be anonymous.
Okay, you got to go get a warrant.
It cannot be anonymous. You don't get to write the policies. You don't get to violate the Constitution. It does not matter. You don't circumvent or subvert the Constitution.
Okay,
I like this.
So,
I like this.
I like it. I mean, I'll let it play out.
Just went up to her and pulled the mask off.
So,
look at her. She looks like a pod person.
I love this. Look, there needs to be mass civil disobedience. This is the only way that this bullshit stops. And I think the message is getting across. Again, a lot of... LA County sheriffs are coming out saying, we're not going to enforce these lockdowns, Mayor Newsom, you know, and, you know, like you said, Jeremy, the woman right there, you know, she's like, I didn't do anything. I don't understand why you guys are yelling at me. Yeah. She shows up with force and expects people to comply blindly to this stupidity. And so, you know, I believe these people, they have too much goddamn power. We've given these unelected officials too goddamn much power. Now, there's a difference between saying, folks, please stay home, please do the reasonable thing, and
you make the decisions for your life. don't don't have one person sitting in Capitol on the Capitol or whatever come in and tell you what you have to do with your life.
Especially when that cocksucker went to a birthday party for himself in Napa this week, eating $300 truffle, fucking truffle steak, whatever, right?
French with
pharmaceutical lobbyists, the fucking health commissioner, all these people, and they're sitting there with no mask, all from different houses, sitting next to each other, laughing like it's nothing. So obviously, they ain't concerned about this, but they got everybody else sitting there fucking losing their livelihoods, killing themselves.
You know what
they
did a week later? They hopped on a plane and flew to Maui.
Yeah.
For some sort of conference, some sort of government conference. Here's the deal. We had a friend of ours fly down there to take her daughter to college. She had to stay in a hotel room for 2 weeks, 14 days straight. She had to check in with the whatever department and tell them, yes, I'm still sitting in my room for 14 days. These assholes fly down there and they're just like, well, as long as you haven't gotten a COVID positive test in the last 72 hours, you can come in.
It was an additional $3,000 for them to quarantine with government overseeing them so that the student could go to the college, to the university.
I would have pulled her out of the college and said, sorry, you're not going. You're not going,
Well, you know, right now I'm planning on a trip to Arizona, and Pennsylvania said, you want to come back? You got to quarantine yourself for 14 days. Sure, Pennsylvania. I'm going to quarantine myself for 14 days. Fuck out of here.
You're supposed to be wearing a mask in your house.
Oh, there's there's a comedian that was talking about that he left one of the New York or New Jersey or Pennsylvania or where it was, left. This was just within the past 2 weeks. Left. When he went back, they asked him for his name. He gave them the name he gave him was Governor Cuomo's name with some bogus address. And then they said, well, who do we text and what numbers? Because we need to have regular check-ins from the Department of Health and whatever. So he said he did give the like one of those Google Voice numbers that really does come to his stuff, but doesn't have that tracing in it. He gave him that because he wanted to see what was coming through. You know, those motherfuckers thought he was Cuomo. It had to have been New York. It had to have been New York because it checked in with him using Cuomo's name via his message. And he's a comedian. And he was talking about how, there's their quarantine policy and their COVID and their travel restrictions. Right.
Dude,
there.
I mean, but the problem is, and you know what? So, you know, because Cuomo has the same rules. Oh, you can't have Thanksgiving, you know, one person in the house and everything.
Okay.
So my parents who voted for Biden and all these cocksuckers, right? I call them up and said, what are you doing for this? Oh, we're having everybody over. I said, I'm calling the cops on you. I said, how do you like it? No, fuck you, blah, blah. You're becoming an asshole. I said, no, you vote for that. I said, I'm following the rules. I'm going to call Cuomo. I'm going to call the cops on you just to prove the fucking point that you voted for this dumb shit. And I'm going to have you live in hell. You're going to reap what you sow. I'm going to call the fucking cops on them.
Anonymous
sources. Even my sister's fucking wedding, I'm going to call the cops on them. They have fucking 15 people in the house. I'll call the cops on everybody.
My sister
didn't vote for it. She voted for Trump.
These fools.
No, don't fuck your sister then.
Oh, I don't want to fuck my sister.
Context. This show just left. Look, here's the deal.
You sure you don't want to smell me?
I'm with you, Tim. I have no mercy on people who voted for this shit. But you know what the reality of this is? And I was having this conversation with a few friends about this shit. Because, see, you know, okay, great. You know, they're saying, well, how are they going to enforce it on everybody? And I said, that's not the goal. That's not the plan. See, this is ultimately what they're doing. They're making these rules so that they can go after people who they want to target. Folks, they're making a fucking list, right? That's who they're going to target. That's why you see them targeting the Jewish community, right? And not the Muslim community. You see them targeting conservatives, but not liberals, right? They celebrate, oh yeah, everybody who gathered for Biden. Yeah, we need that. And then all of a sudden, you know, when the MAGA march, oh, look at this super spreader event. This is what this is, folks. They're targeting their enemies. So the ultimate goal for them, and so liberals can be happy. They're like, oh yeah, this is, it's not, you know, nobody's going to enforce it. Oh, okay, great. Yes, we're the victims of that shit. Now, here's what I'm going to say to fucking liberals out there, because right now they're becoming one. I used to make the differentiation between liberals and leftists. They're all the goddamn same thing because they're voting for this stupidity. Liberals, it's not the fucking apocalypse. Let people go back to work, to live their lives. If you're afraid of COVID, then stay locked up. protect yourself, protect your family with layers of mask and gallons of hand sanitizer. But don't force your way of life on everyone else. Our bodies are goddamn choice. And it's not the end of the world. But if you want to bring on the end of the world, our side is armed and ready. We've been preparing for this goddamn shit for a long time, long before your love affair with socialism. It's the goddamn truth. This needs to be said because, you know, like Tim says, you voted for this goddamn shit. Now live with it. And so I'm all for that. Now, here's another reality that you know, that's being revealed. The news media is not going to say this, but we've said this multiple times. There's hospitals closing hospitals, entire hospitals that are closing down because people aren't showing up anymore. They're canceling appointments. They're avoiding their doctor visits. But we're to believe that there's an influx in hospitals. This is what they're telling us, folks, because we need to stop the spread. This was the original reason why we did all this. So now that we put up with it, they just want more. You give these people an inch, they're going to take everything. And look, the reason
they still
the reason I say that they're the same goddamn thing, liberals and leftists. And let me show you this tree, dude. Let me show you this Christmas tree. These motherfuckers the Christmas ruin tree. Everything.
Yay, Christmas.
And to me, this is sad, homie. This is sad. Let me play this for you. God damn it. I'm so angry at liberals right now because this is the shit. Now, watch this. What the fuck?
What
is this shit?
They picked the global warming tree.
Are you serious?
The fuck is this shit?
That's why they did this. Look, you know why they did this. They wanted to point to that and go, this is the effects of global warming. That was the point of that tree this year.
So
they probably got that from California where it got burned.
So again, it looks normal at the beginning, and then it looks like they start trimming parts of it off.
Honestly, they wrap it.
How they have the string? They wrap it, and so, then they cut the string, so it opened it up, so it literally flopped down like a dead fish. It's got brown in it.
Now,
that bitch is dead.
They
got it from California.
Guess what, New York? You get what you deserve.
I guarantee you they got that from one of the California wildfires.
Oh, they love it. See, here's the thing, Jeremy. They love it because they're making a point. Their point is trees are dying and we need to rescue. This is, they love watching. But see, they miss the importance of the holiday. Because for liberals, again, I used to make I used to differentiate, but they're the goddamn same thing. Because to them, it's better to make this point than to take Christmas for what it's worth.
They're also hitting up against traditions, right?
Yes.
To your point, you mentioned it earlier, the traditions, right?
Yes.
Well, this year, we're not going to have Thanksgiving. And this year, we're not going to have Christmas. And then when it comes next year, they're going to be like, well, you know, we made it fine last year without Thanksgiving. Maybe we don't need it this year.
How do you think communism and socialism? So you take away the traditions. You take away the
piece by piece is how communism comes into your life.
So you Thanksgiving is an American tradition. You get rid of that. Boom. Now you're getting rid of the nationalism. Okay, Christmas, that is a Christian holiday. Now you're starting to tear away at religious.
Yeah.
Religious.
Well, it started with Easter. They canceled Easter.
So Easter
that's
got canceled.
Christian holiday.
So
right?
they're systematically, this is systemic communism coming in. So we're going to start calling communism. It systemic communism. They call it systemic racism. Fuck you. This is systemic fucking socialism and communism, you fucking cocksuckers.
I agree.
When you lock down, you're the fucking fascist. You're the fucking Nazi.
4th of July.
And you're fucking people that believe this shit. Guess what? They will get dealt with. People are done. And when you want to do communism, we got guns. How about we kick in your fucking door? We take everything from you. We'll start with that. You voted for it? Cool. Yeah. Now you're giving me the opportunity. Fuck. We'll kick in the fucking door. Oh, you voted for this? All right, give me everything because you ain't got a weapon. I'll take everything you fucking got, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Right. Right.
I guess we should we start writing down everybody who had the Biden Harris signs in their front yards and when communism takes over, all their stuff.
But like a normal person says, you should be able to vote who you want to vote for and be, you know, that is your choice.
Yeah, it is.
But the minute you start getting doxxed and fucking harassed and fucking ridiculed and fucking said 75 million people need to be put on a fucking list? What? Wait a minute. When I hear that, that makes the fucking vein come out. Makes me want to fucking just go right up to your fucking face, Hulk. Take a bottle and smash it fucking 10 fucking times. You know what? Because how about I put your ass on a fucking list, you fucking crazy cunt?
They are. Well, they are. And it's.
We're going to get into that because it's not slowing down. They're full throttle right now, especially Biden thinks he's in. They're talking about he's getting security briefings, or what do they call intelligence briefings from Kamala Harris, because he doesn't have the authority to get that information right now. Oh no, he's not holding back. He says, "Oh yeah, well Kamala Harris is getting, you're breaking the law," and he's not even president yet, and he already feels like, anyway. So we're gonna get to that now. I want to transition into this.
He's not even president-elect yet, right?
Exactly.
He's not even president-elect yet.
That motherfucker's not going to be president. All right. So let's go into this, stealing votes, because a lot of shit developed over the week and we need to cover it. So I want to start off with this video. And it's funny because, let me show it to you. But this is the energy we're going to be bringing to this whole goddamn mess. So let me show you this video. I sent this to the group chat, but it's worth watching.
They got the Republican Party themselves! And I ain't talking about the supporters. Oh, no. All you Republicans, all you elected Republican officials,
yes.
Fucking stop being some fucking pussies!
Thank you.
You see what's going on in this country! You see what Trump stands for! You see it! You have an obligation to the fucking people. If you let this shit slide, man, yes. You are just as shitty as these goddamn crooks.
I agree.
These liberals think they can just do whatever the fuck they want. You know why that is? It's because we sit there and we say we want to do it. We want to talk it out. We want to. These motherfuckers should have been in jail.
Yes.
They should have not even made it this goddamn far. Do you know why? Because you're a bunch of pussies. Stand up for your country.
You know, I follow
this guy in office.
I follow this guy on TikTok, and I'm telling you, man, he's got a big following. But he's my spirit animal right now, man, because this is how I am with all this thing. And you know, because again, I have friends telling me, well, there's no fucking evidence. You know, you guys are, you know, meanwhile, Smartmatic and Dominion freaking employees are kind of going into the woods. They're hiding, guys. They're hiding. Now,
yeah,
more evidence, right, that there's ties with Venezuela corruption. I mean, we covered this last week, but there's a video. Lou Dobbs did an interview. I think it was with Sidney Powell. Again, folks, there's so much evidence. And, you know, where not only are there people who are, hundreds of people who are signing affidavits, and what she is promising and her record, you know, you can't deny it. You know, she's the one who got Michael Flynn, you know, basically the charges were dropped. So she's an excellent attorney. So let me show you this video of again, more evidence that Smartmatic has ties with Venezuela corruption. Now, the interesting thing about this is that a lot of people have known about this. I mean, it's just been revealed, and I'm looking at posts from 2018, 2016, you know, where you have Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar coming out saying, you know, hey, we can't trust these systems. Now, these are liberals, but right now they're quiet crickets. Go ahead.
Dude, yeah, like last night, fucking, who is it? I sent it in our group chat. Jack Posobiec. He was on one last night. He literally went on Twitter and he started doing a filter for all the blue checks that talked about election fraud with these Dominion systems. Hmm. All the ones that are crying right now saying Trump should concede and there's no issues are the same ones. From 16, 17, 18, the Alyssa Milano's, the Elizabeth Warren's, the New York Times, the Washington Post, MSNBC,
NPR.
All did these things saying, yeah, they were showing, you know, like even at like DEF CON and all that, where they were hacking these machines going, this is concerning for the elections. Yeah. We got to stop this.
Yeah.
They even went to Congress and did like Senate hearings and congressional hearings and crickets. because you know what the Democrats did? They were like, oh shit, okay, we're gonna use this.
Yeah,
and they
because
did.
They fucked Bernie because they even said, and Bernie Sanders, real quick, I don't know why these guys are even supporting Biden anymore. Biden's team fucked them big time. First of all, Bernie got fucked big time, but now they're being shut out of everything. So they're not even like listening to AOC. All the ones that they were chirping to get him, you know, elected and everything. Oh yeah, they turned on them real quick.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's a huge war going on right now within the Democratic Party.
But anyway, but this has been war. This has been a problem for a long time, and the left is already gave all the evidence, and now they're backtracking, deleting posts too about it.
Yeah,
but they've given the evidence, and everybody knows that this is a problem. But instead of saying, you know what, we got to let this play out. No, they wanted to stop because they want Biden in there. It backfired on them. All this backfired on them.
Yep.
It all backfired.
And you know what? Here's the interesting thing about this whole thing because, and God, it's another just a sign, again, divine providence, because the revelation of all this, of the previous stories that the New York Times, the Washington Post, you know, NPR, Vice News, all these guys did reports on these systems that couldn't be trusted. They all did. Now, the beautiful thing about this is we live in the information age where right now this information is exponential. You know, you have Twitter who's trying to, censor a lot of conservatives. Conservatives said, hey, we're going to go to another platform. Oh, and now they're saying, oh, well, that's a danger to democracy that you're going to another platform. Wait, what? So, no, but here's a beautiful thing about this. Oh, yeah. But here's a beautiful thing about
trying to shut down Parler.
Is that it's forever. This information is now forever. I think 10, 15 years ago, they probably would have gotten away with it. And they have been getting away with it. But now, because this information is so readily available in our hands, you know, we make fun of people who are addicted to their phones, but now you have that information, easy access. People are on TikTok, even though the conglomerate media is trying to censor everybody. This shit is spreading like wildfire. And I don't think this could have happened where we could have seen Alyssa Milano tweeting out, a few years ago saying, hey guys, you know, and then her tweet not aging well because, hello, we're saying the goddamn same thing. What happened? You change your mind? You know? So, this could not have been possible at a different time, maybe 10, 15 years ago. So we live in an opportune time. Now, let me show you this video. Again, this is Lou Dobbs. I'm not going to show you the whole thing. But Sidney Powell goes on his show, and I'm going to play the first few minutes of this because it's worth watching. Let me start this. Okay, here we go.
Sidney Powell,
who's like the only thing you can watch on
President Trump's legal team. She is also General Michael Flynn's attorney, former federal prosecutor, best-selling author, one of the country's most prominent appellate attorneys. Sidney, good to have you with us. Dominion voting system seems to be figuring larger and larger in the interest of your legal team. And what is the latest?
Oh, definitely, Lou. I've just gotten some stunning evidence from a firsthand witness, a high-ranking military officer.
This is interesting.
Was present when Smartmatic was designed in a way that the and I'm going to just read you some of these statements, if you don't mind, so I get them exactly right from the affidavit. Designed in a way that the system could change the vote of each voter without being detected. He wanted the software itself to function in such a manner that if the voter were to place their thumbprint or fingerprint on a scanner, then the thumbprint would be tied to a record of the voter's name and identity as having voted, but that voter would not be tracked to the changed vote. He made it clear that the system would have to be set up but not leave any evidence of the changed vote for a specific voter, and that there would be no evidence to show and nothing to contradict that the name or the fingerprint or thumbprint was going with a changed vote. Smartmatic agreed to create such a system and produce the software and hardware that accomplished the result for President Chavez. After the Smartmatic electoral management system was put in place, he closely observed several elections where the results were manipulated using the Smartmatic software. One such election was December 2006 when Chavez was running against Rosales. Chavez won with a landslide over Rosales, a margin of nearly 6 million votes for Chavez versus 3.7 million for Rosales. In 2013, he witnessed another Venezuelan national election where the Smartmatic management system was used.
So I wanted to play that, this whole thing is worth watching in entirety, because what she's saying is that, again, this was developed for Venezuelans at that time. Hugo Chavez, God torture his soul, and for me, this reveals that what we've all suspected. Now, I remember for a long time, during the whole Chavez, and him winning, we would say, why Venezuela voted for this, and now they voted for socialism. I'm beginning to think that they didn't. I'm convinced that they didn't vote for socialism. Socialism was imposed on them. And this is what's going to happen in America, folks. We say, people voted for this. And I'm beginning to think, I think a lot of people don't want socialism, but these people have been cheating. They're in positions of power. They've infiltrated every sector of society that governs, its citizens. And they're imposing this on people. So we need to be aware of this.
I have concerns. I have concerns of the elections for the last 20 years.
Yes. So you know who also had concerns about the election back in 2012? Donald J. Trump. He called it straight. Dude, he called it out in his tweets. He goes, a lot of votes for Romney got switched to Obama.
Yep.
Election fraud in 2012.
2012. Okay. Yeah.
So Trump called out in the 2012 election that Romney probably won, because they were doing this. So Trump called it out.
Yeah. Yep.
So this has been prevalent for a long time.
Yes.
So they're
clearly,
saying
clearly
that there's a pretty good chance that Obama's election in 2012 is fixed.
Okay.
Yes. Right.
Sure. Obviously, we have no proof of that, right? There's a lot of
how is that
concerning.
Possible? I don't understand.
Because
I guess
the CIA
I just can't understand
and everybody is apparently behind it. The shadow governments, and you know what? I know we didn't talk about this, but the more and more I'm starting to believe it, because the shit that's coming out right now and the people that called this out, that everybody said they were kooky, it played out exactly to what they said in that fucking Millie Weaver documentary.
Yep.
Okay, it's right here in front of us. So I'm going, who's lying?
This. So what this really has brought out is that, obviously you can't change.
You can't go
2008.
Back.
You can't change 2012. You can't change 2016.
Right.
We're fighting for 2020. And no matter what happens, this whole thing needs to get revamped. This whole voting idea, this whole voting system, it either needs to be straight back to, guess what? You get a piece of paper and you put your one vote on it and you have 27 different people count it. And if 27 people come up with a different number, you're doing it all again, because it's so corrupt.
Yes.
And they've masked it under this idea of we're automating it all, and we'll know exactly who our president is at 11 o'clock Eastern, because all those votes will be counted immediately. It's like, no. I'd rather have the right count than an immediate count.
That's what that blockchain patent is all about. That is actually what's going to take over the elections.
What is blockchain?
So, I mean, it's the United States, the USPS, it's a patent through the USPS. So, but I'm pretty sure it was through Trump.
A patent through the USPS.
Yeah, for a new voter.
United States Postal Service.
Yeah. But it was through
these
the Trump
administration. Useless.
But it was the Trump administration that put it through. Right. So there's things that are going on behind the scenes that
here's why I don't trust that,
except
that form either, because there's evidence of these cheaters throwing away ballots, dude. And so regardless of what system is used, the problem is that, if you mail it in, there's a probability that where people will see that and throw those away. And so this is why I think the old way is a good way. And even Canada, this whole thing is a Canada system, and Canada doesn't even use it. And so it's a paper ballot, man. You go in and that's the most secure way. It's the most sure way. You're the one, you turned it in, you showed an ID. Boom. Why is this so fucking hard? It's not hard. They make it hard so that they can cheat. That's what's happening.
We're one of the few countries that actually use this still.
What is this?
This fucking Dominion,
software.
Yeah.
This whole thing. Software.
Even mail-in ballots in most countries, it is illegal. France got rid of it back in the 70s because they were like, this shit is all a fraud.
It is.
I'm telling you, the only thing that should come out of this election is, no matter who wins or who says they won, or cheated their way, however you want to word it, this needs to get fixed. There's no way in hell this is going to happen in 2024. This country will destroy itself.
Yes.
Yep. If it is not fixed.
That was what they wanted.
We need to start.
This is what they want, Jeremy.
Everybody needs to walk up, and you know how you have those tickers that it like a red and a blue one, and you hit the red one. You walk in, show your ID, identify, and you hit the red one, and you see it go 20. 21, 22. Like the old mechanic. Right. Come on, you know what I'm talking about?
You can ring those too.
No. Yeah. You know, you walk up and this is my Trump vote. Here it is. And it ticks right. one. So it ticks one.
The only problem with that, Heidi, is they cannot go back and audit that.
Yeah. Right.
That's a one-time thing. If you put it on a piece of paper and you submit that piece of paper and you have 27 different people looking at that piece of paper from right. the time you release it out of your hands until it goes into a sealed vault or whatever saying this was counted, and recounted, and probably recounted again.
Right, and it needs to have your name on it.
Yeah,
but when you
right now it doesn't.
When you're smacking a button, you don't. Well, you don't get that
right,
ability.
But I'm saying you can hand that piece of paper in and hit the button so you see the two codes.
My thing is, I don't want my name on the ballot.
Why?
The vote is supposed to be anonymous.
Fuck that! I want my name on it.
Well, I don't think you have to.
I want my
name
on it.
The ballot.
I want my name on it.
She wants.
Oh, you want your name?
She wants more government overlord.
No, it's because right now I can go in and see that it was accepted. How do I know how it was accepted? How do I know my vote went to Trump and not Biden?
Yep. Look,
and I'm telling you, when people start owning their votes and when people start owning who they stand up for, one, they're going to make damn good sure that they're being responsible in that. And two, stand behind it. Freaking stand behind it. So you're telling me you're going to hide with your tail between your legs when it's Civil War time because you don't want to take a side? It's the same concept.
Yeah, but now a company can literally look and get that information and go, oh, we're a liberal company. You voted for Trump. You're fired.
That we've got to. OK,
I mean,
but
that's what it comes down to.
You think it's not going to come down to that when we're in the middle of a war?
We're going
to
solve that here today. But there is a problem. We all acknowledge there's a problem. And mail-in ballots, mass mail-in ballots, and the system, you know, the Smartmatic and whatever, Dominion. They're obviously not working and they're prone to being hacked. And so I want to show you guys this graph that came out and actually Donald Trump retweeted this. And again, this doesn't prove anything, but again, it's an anomaly that we have to acknowledge. How the fuck does this work? If you look at this, right. And we were watching this the whole night, right. You see how, you know, Trump started leading, right. Boom, boom, boom. He's leading the whole night. And at 3:40 something in the morning, a ton of ballots just come in only for Biden. And we've talked about this, but you see it here visually. And so you got to ask yourself, well, what happened? Now, there's a lot of independent citizens out there, you know, who are mathematicians, who are, you know, who study data like this, who do this for a living. And there was this video that I sent to the group chat. I might send it to you, Jeremy, so that you can watch because it's long. However, what this guy says is, I think I figured out what they did, right? And so he shows the ratio that they determined. Okay, well, Trump is leading by this much. So the way we catch up is we have to get these many votes, convert this many votes. They did the math. And so he has this whole spreadsheet because you could download the votes as they were coming in from the New York Times, right? As they were coming in by the hour. And so he was looking at it and he says, look at this. You know, it was one vote for Biden and 20 some votes for Trump. I'm sorry, the other way around. 20 votes for Biden and one for Trump. And this happened throughout all these different counties and it kept happening, right? And then all of a sudden, around a certain period of time, all those counties stopped having that ratio and it transferred to other counties. And he was saying, well, this doesn't look like how it would normally happen. You know, a ratio of 1 to 23 is not consistent throughout a few hours and then transfers to another county. How do you explain that? And he said, and this didn't happen once. This was happening multiple times. And he was looking at, I think Pennsylvania is what he was analyzing. So he's like, and he hasn't even done this for everything else. And he believes that this cheating has happened in every single state. By the time because what happened is that this is the theory. They believe that the system had an algorithm that they figured, okay, well, Trump maybe is by this much and then Biden's by this much. We're going to put this amount and this is how Biden's going to win. So they had set this algorithm up on the systems before the voting started. Well, Trump broke the algorithm. because so many people voted for him that they said they realized, shit, this not even the algorithm is working, because Sidney Powell is coming out saying that Trump has at least 8 million more votes and Biden has 10 million less votes than what is being reported. So this if this is true, and she says she's adamant, she has the evidence, dude. If this is true, then again, Trump broke the system. And so that's why they shut everything down. Very similar, reminiscent of what happened in Venezuela. Go look it up, folks. The Lou Dobbs interview covers this. That they did the same thing. They were like, okay, shut everything down. And they pushed updates and they got connected and they made changes. This is exactly what happened in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. They're saying Vegas, Arizona. So if this happened in all those states, it happened everywhere. So right now, the system that we have set up, we cannot trust it. This is why I'm coming out saying that I believe Trump had a landslide. He won everywhere. And these people have been doing this for so long that they thought, and again, how they underestimated him in 2016. They said, well, we got him this time. And they did it because he was even more popular. You're telling me that a man who can't fucking speak, who's fallen asleep, talking about his hairy legs, this guy is more charismatic than stop. We're believing lies. And so I'm not going to buy this from the Democrats, from the media, because everybody right now, like Tim has been saying, everybody is all in. And go to social media, dude. Go to look at every single one of Trump's posts. You have Twitter saying this election is contested. Go to every single one of Biden's posts and see if you see this goddamn same thing. You don't. What the fuck, folks? That should wake everybody up and say this is a biased.
Twitter already even came out and said, come January 21st, they're transferring the @POTUS handle to Joe Biden, regardless if Trump is there or not. It's going to Joe Biden.
All right.
I'll tell you this, Tim. All Trump right now, what Trump could do right now, in between now and whatever, January 21st, is he says, I'm leaving Twitter. Everybody leaves Twitter. I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah.
People are on Twitter for Trump. A lot of conservatives. Yes. if Trump says, I'm going to Parler, everybody fucking goes to Parler. They close out their Twitter accounts. And now Twitter is left with an echo chamber of people who are not challenged. And then everybody's going to start then going to Parler because
that's what they're afraid of. Because now Twitter loses, because that's why they want to shut Parler down. Okay. When early he said about, how they're trying to say now, if you don't like it, create your own, because we live in capital, we're a capitalist society. Well, they did create their own. Mm-hmm. Now they're like, oh, we got to shut it down because all these right wing conspiracy theories are spreading all over.
So Parler is what we're talking about. They created it, right? They said Twitter said if you don't like it, go make your own. They made Parler. Yeah. Now who's trying to shut down Parler?
CNN, MSNBC, crazy left wing media.
But it's not going to end there. It's going to go to social media. Believe me, Android, Alphabet, whoever the fucking company is, whoever Google. Owns, what is his name? Pachai, whatever his goddamn name is. These people, what they're going to do is they're going to remove Parler from the App Store because what they're going to say is, oh, well, this is, crazy kook folks. They are posting this on Twitter about retraining of conservatism. I am not kidding. We're going to get to that. But to follow along on this, because again, I'm calling this this segment evidence, because I'm just going point by point of things that guys, something is up. Now, in California, a man running for mayor was just charged for submitting 8,000 fraudulent voter registration applications. This is one guy. But the media says there's no evidence. Okay. Like I said earlier before, now you have Dominion employees mass deleting their emails. They're purging shit from their emails, folks. They're purging documents.
Even their office in Canada.
Yeah.
Apparently they gutted the office in Canada.
Shredding documents.
Oh, we can go into that one, because apparently listen to this shit. Their office, because this is how you know the media is in on this and all the fact checkers real quick. And I'll let you get going.
No, go ahead.
Talk about evidence.
Go ahead.
So this Dominion Smartmatic company, this whole thing has the ties company. To George Soros, right? Yep. So they're in Canada. They're in the same building, same floor as one of the Soros' companies, like the Open Society Foundation. So the Washington Post comes out and says, no, there's no direct ties. But even though the main guy that is on it was part of the Open Society Foundation. And they're like, well, you know, it's not direct ties to Soros, but it does have ties to Open Society. Bitch. And then it, because Hillary Clinton, this had ties to the Clinton Foundation, right? And they were like, oh, no, 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 no. There's no ties to that. But it did get a donation from the Clinton Foundation. They donated shit to the Clinton. Bitch. Like, and it's at the very bottom. So I'm like, you guys are trying to hide all this information and redo these fact checks. Because when people see the headline, up, invalid, they never read the bottom. You know what I mean? So everyone's so quick to say, oh. So this whole thing is all tied to the Q conspiracy. No bullshit. I honestly, and I say it in the group chat, and I'm not trying to, you know what? I joke around with it. It's very far-fetched, but you're starting to really see it come to light. Where people are saying the guy's name, George Soros. You're hearing
Don't say three times or he'll show up.
Yeah, but you're seeing the dots. But you're seeing all these dots starting to get connected. And you're going, no fucking way. And now you're seeing even the certain people being placed in strategic positions inside the DOD and one of the other government agents that Trump just put in there.
Yes.
Cash Patel and the other guy, Esper's replacement. Those guys are direct ties to Michael Flynn and Q and all these things that Q's been talking about. And you're just going, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You know, like even the Special Ops Force, the Special Ops Forces are now been all moved under the direct guidance to the new guy under the DOD. Not Cash Patel, but the other guy, the acting chief, whatever. That guy. And that guy,
I'm going to show you the video where his speech.
Yeah, I'm looking at this going, I think Q just went from A-chan to mainstream, because even the guy that one of the main admins, Code Monkey Z, I forget the guy's real name, his handle on Twitter is Code Monkey.
Code
but
Monkey
he came out right before the election saying, all right, guys, I'm done with A-chan. You know, I'm done being the administrator. And he put, you know, put the ship at the dock, you know, with the American flag saying bye, guys. But now he's been very vocal on Twitter saying, I got all the Dominion manuals and he's doing all this shit. And he's like, something's wrong here, guys. So he's basically now in the forefront of also calling out a lot of this Dominion shit.
Okay.
And even in Maricopa County, he's like, Maricopa County, he's like, when did you guys buy this? And you guys did nothing about the RFPs. You guys just pushed it through. He's going after Maricopa County, this guy. Because this is big fraud in Maricopa County, apparently.
There is.
Clean so, up. I want it all cleaned up. I don't care if it was good for the Republicans or good for the Democrats.
If Dick comes out with all this shit, Biden still won straight up, cool. You know what I mean? If you can figure out the fraud and you get rid of all the fraudulent ballots and it's still whatever, I can accept that to a degree, but there's no way Joe Biden's more popular than Barack Obama.
No.
Sorry, Fulton County, Georgia. Fulton County, Georgia. Fulton County, Georgia. If from 2008 all the way to 2016, right? You know, you had 212,000, 208,000, 216. Then all of a sudden, Joe Biden gets 300 and something?
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
Exactly. Michigan's
not 100,000 votes more popular.
Michigan's got a similar chart to Wisconsin.
They all got
this similar time stamp.
Yeah. They all have it.
Like, I mean, you showed Wisconsin, but I'm just for the listeners and the viewers, go look at these charts. Pennsylvania has one. Michigan has, and they're all the same. And 342, 346,
Arizona, Vegas,
in the morning, every Nevada. One of them.
So going back to the evidence, we're going to cover, what was his name? Ezra Cohen, I think is the guy who we're talking about, but we're going to cover. So another piece of evidence, a Georgia County elections director was fired because when you know, after they started recounting, they realized, hey, there's some boxes here and there's video of this guy. And they're like, what happened? Were these not counted? And he looks dumbfounded. And so he's forced to quit or he's fired because it's like, how do you miss thousands of votes? How do this is your job. You had one job. Now, again, the same in Georgia, a recount. There's a worker there who for 20 years has been working in recounts. All right. He describes a batch of ballots that came in the middle of the night. In pristine condition, right? The ballots that he was counting, he's like 98% of these pristine ballots, talking about perfectly filled circles, 98% for Biden, you know, in pristine condition, not even folded, nothing. It's like, what? How does this happen, folks? And 98% of this is and he said he's never seen it in his 20 years of doing this. And you know, so we're starting to see, you know, all these things lining up. Dominion employees, you know, going on a you know, a purging spree. They're shredding all their documents.
Getting suicided.
So real quick, before you play that video, somebody, I forget who it was, somebody did a thing right before the election because they were mailing ballots in New York and Queens Village. Same thing. People were getting ballots that were already perfectly filled out for Joe Biden and all the Democrats in New York. The ovals were perfectly, you know, it was pristine, but they were folded. But like the fill-ins and everything, somebody literally with a computer had them all filled in already. And they sent them to people and they were like, and the guy went to the Queens Board of Elections like, oh, there's no problem here.
So what you're saying is there's a machine with basically like a printer or whatever. And it's basically filling in those circles perfectly so they can repeat it over and over.
And what happened was in New York, they fucked up and sent them out to people. They weren't supposed to be sent out. Those were the ballots that were probably the sure ballots, to catch up ballots.
And they mailed them out to
people? And they mailed them out to people because these old people in Queens Village, they reached out to one of the reporters and they were like, so the guy did a whole thing and he's like, Queens Board of Elections, what is this? Yeah. They were like, there's nothing to see here. There's no problem.
Corruption.
It just died. Yeah.
That's the worst part. Right there is the worst fucking part. It just died.
Yeah.
Bullshit. This needs to stop.
Yes. So again, and more evidence, going back to the Dominion folks shredding shit, dude. And so you ask yourself, well, what are they hiding? You know, where are these people to go out on TV to defend their company, you know, tweeting out and saying, hey, folks, we're innocent here. You know, we're free of any malice. Instead, they refuse to testify. They refuse to go on TV. They deleted all their accounts, social media.
Yeah.
So to me, those are not the actions of innocent people, man. I'm telling you, not one person to come out and defend.
That's a shady.
People removed all their shit from LinkedIn.
When you get into a situation like that, you don't say anything. Any lawyer will tell you
shredding
don't
documents,
say a word,
deleting your social media.
Well, no. As far as them not going on social media saying, oh no, we're innocent. Any lawyer on the planet would tell you don't say anything.
Why would the engineers, the people working for Dominion, go on their LinkedIn profiles and remove work that working at Dominion? Okay,
okay. Well, that's not what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm talking about people being quote unquote silent on social media.
Right, but even in Pennsylvania, they were supposed to testify or you know be there at the committee for the legislator. They dipped out, and the guy in PA was like, we paid you guys a lot of money, and you guys did not show up. He called them out in the briefing, going, you guys didn't show up. What the fuck? He's like, the people put their trust in you, and now you disappeared and took the taxpayers' money.
Guess what?
Not one
people
representative.
People no longer have trust. They need to fix it so that we can trust our votes.
Yeah. So let me keep going. In Nevada, there was a get-out-the-vote effort by an organization that was targeting Native American counties, paying people to go vote. Now, I'm not saying that they were posting this all over their social media, giving people gas cards or cash prizes. They did it in plain sight. Now, if they did this overtly this way, they have no shame, dude. But again, the news media said there's nothing to see here. You can't do that. You can't say, hey, come vote and I'm going to give you $100. By the way, circle in Biden, you know, it's but no evidence.
Did they actually do that?
Yes.
I understand the giving them the gas cards, but as far as asking them or telling them, you know, hey, Biden's going to give you $100 if you go vote.
So you can't give gifts to people you can't give them any incentive to go vote. That's why, like, even Bloomberg, when he was paying people shit off the comics,
they'd be paying everybody.
And they were like, you can't do that. You can't do that because indirectly they know it's coming from him. And that's like you trying to buy their vote.
Okay. Yeah,
so
it's
you
illegal.
Can't. That's election interference. Like even Kamala Harris in early voting, she was in like Michigan or something like that. She went like 12, 20 feet away from like where everybody was lined up saying, hey, guys, make sure you vote. That's even illegal.
Mm-hmm.
You have a candidate sitting there, you know, screaming to people, hi, guys. That's election interference. You're meddling with elections. You're not allowed to do that. There's rules about this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they literally broke it and nobody did shit or said nothing, which blows my mind away. How this is even legal. Because you know damn well Trump would have did that. Hi, guys. They would have been like, Logan Act, Hatch Act, fucking shove a dildo up his ass. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Still looking for the pee-pee tape.
I don't know what that means. I still want the pee-pee tape.
I don't know what that
anyway,
means.
Anyway, yeah. You keep wanting to play the video of Esper, man.
No, no, no. I'm going to get to that. But again, this is, again, just more evidence. Sitting Powell says she has signed affidavits of witnesses who saw Biden-only ballots in Detroit in the wee hours of the morning. Another one, 173,000 votes in Michigan that don't have registered voters. This is a basic requirement for any election, that for every vote, there's a registered voter. 173,000 votes that were counted in Michigan don't have any are not associated with registered voters. This is alarms, which to me tells me if they just remove those 173,000, Trump wins. Just those 173,000 yeah. votes that don't have registered voters that all went for Biden, Trump wins. So, again, you know, there's evidence that's coming out that Sidney Powell is going to present in the case. Mathematicians coming out saying it's highly improbable that Biden won Pennsylvania due to the widespread irregularities that they're seeing in the stats.
And it's impossible. Think about this. And we talked about this last week. Every single fucking congressional race that was supposed to be tight or Dems were supposed to flip, they lost. Republicans won almost every single. We flipped
all
what, 15 to 18? Yeah, we flipped so many seats.
And they're still right now.
It's like 218 to 210. Yeah, they're still flipping. Yeah. So who, you don't just, how many people just vote for the president and nobody else? Yeah. Sorry, yeah. It doesn't happen.
Not in this case.
You don't say I vote for Joe Biden, but I'm going to vote for every other Republican.
Do you think that's part of the plan? The plan is get Biden in office.
Yes.
But they can't actually have a Democratic controlled House, Senate, and White House, because then they would be expected to get things done.
No. Executive.
Well, hold on.
No.
Hold on. But what I'm saying is, The Democrats, they pander to all these people saying, if you get us in, well, we're going to make your lives better, and we're going to give you this and we're going to give you that. They don't really want to give those people what they say they're going to give them.
No.
So if they have complete control of the government, they have no excuse for not giving it to them, to not giving them free health care, to not giving them free college, to not giving them free whatever they want.
No.
So they have to, if they fix an election.
I don't think that's what it is.
That requires a level of, I don't think so. I think they want all power, and they're showing it. Okay. So let me really,
I don't know. I think there's more power in fighting for the power than there is
Biden's going to do is put us back in the Paris Climate Accord Act and put us back in the WHO. So that puts us back into the whole globalist society. So all that money's going back to them, and they're making the decisions. The UN has open investigations now on the U.S. for crimes against humanity for systemic racism.
Fuck out of here.
The UN is looking to police the
UN. Shut down the UN.
Right, but now the problem is that's what Trump is doing.
Yes.
That's what Trump is doing. He's trying to pull away from all these globalist organizations. Biden needs to put us back in so they can go back and do this, because you know how much money they lost? Trump pulling out and getting all that money away from them, fuck them, because we were paying for it all. China was using their influence in meddling, but the U.S. was paying for it all. So when Trump pulls it all out, they go, uh-oh, the money's gone.
So we
were paying the biggest share for
Jeremy,
all of it.
To answer your point, because I know what you're trying to say is, you know, if they keep the Republicans in somewhat power, then they'll have a demon who they can point at as to the people's problems.
Right.
However, I don't believe that. And I'll tell you why, because they'll find another demon. Look at right now. They're using COVID. They'll find something to be the demon on why they need more power and why they need to make people's lives more miserable. And so I don't believe it. I don't think. See, the best explanation that I can find as to what happened was that it's not as easy to come up with all these ballots and circle every single one of those candidates. It's not, it's easier just to have one for just Trump. You know, they can roll those out very quickly. And so, you know, if they have, whether they have people sitting down and doing it, or they have machines that do it, either way, You know, if they took 4 hours, that how long did they stop counting? Which is the time period that people believe that this is where they came up with that number. They would need it three times, four times as much to circle everything else, right? So I believe that it was a matter of they don't have enough time to come up with the difference. And so what they did is to say Trump all the way. I'm telling you, man.
It would have been Biden. It would have been a bigger red flag.
Biden, yes.
If all of a sudden 143,000 votes came in for Biden and all the congressional and all the judges, that would have been like, oh, shit. So they're like, you can't say voter. You can't say widespread voter fraud due to the fact of, look, Republicans won.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're like, you guys flip seats. Look, how can you have fraud when you guys won? Right, they just don't like Donald Trump. Right. So they can just say.
To my point, though.
What?
That's
why they did single ballots. That's why they only did for Biden, right? Because it's easier to say to focus on the presidential. Because if you go fully down, that's just like, okay, this whole thing is bullshit.
Right. So if you fix the entire election so that all Democrats win, then that becomes very suspicious, right? You can't do that. That's why, by design, they do not want all the Democrats to win. They want the Republicans to have some win. So they
need to keep the majority.
They
need to keep majority in the House. Because right now, so the Democrats have majority in the House. The Senate they were going to get fucked on the Senate in Michigan because John James was winning. And the same thing happened to him. Oh, all of a sudden, all these votes started shifting towards the other guy, right? Because the whole point was to get to Georgia, because Georgia is going to make it 50-50 and Kamala was going to be the tiebreaker. They were going to make it look, see? It's all 50-50. You know, we have majority in the House, 50-50 in the Senate. Kamala's the tiebreaker. Okay, we can get things done without showing the fraud. I'm telling you.
Because Georgia's that's what's going to happen. Georgia's not going Democrat right now. And I got an email this week saying, please give us money. We need to fix this because we need these two Democrat senators.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If they rig Georgia with those two elections, with the runoffs, right? Because they're both in runoffs. That makes it 50-50, because right now, with them in there, it's 52-50 Republican, because we lost Martha McSally. So they won with the Mark Kelly. So if they take those two seats, now it's 50-50 with the tiebreaker, with the VP breaking it in the Senate. So now you could break the filibuster, pack the courts, and do everything. So you see, look, our administration got shit done without seizing all the power from the Republicans.
It doesn't even matter what the House and the
I don't think so. I see, because it would require a lot more planning to target all these different because they have to make it look believable, right? And so if you're going down to multiple different counties. Then you have to do the math, Jeremy. See, because a lot of, again, this requires some thinking. They didn't just say, okay, we need these many thousand votes. Let's do it. And there are people who are explaining this. They're showing, guys, they went by county. They did the math and they said, in order for this not to raise suspicion, we need to do it by these numbers, by these ratios in all these little different counties, and then move this shit around. And there was a machine that was able to do that. Now that's the algorithm and that's the changing the votes. But then on top of that, even that was broken, because again, what they're saying is Trump broke the algorithm. And so they needed a dump of extra ballots. And this is where they got caught. If they would have just not dumped ballots and Trump would have lost based on just the algorithm changes, nothing, it wouldn't have popped in anybody's radar. But because of the ballot dump, it's showing people are now going, well, let's look at this even deeper. So there's multiple things that are happening here. It's a dump of ballots. And then the change in the algorithm. Yep.
Yeah. So I want to address the algorithms to help clarify. So what you're saying is these machines were programmed with this quote unquote algorithm that basically skewed the votes into Biden's favor within a realistic expected result, right?
Exactly.
And what happened is, since Trump pushed everything out of that expected result because he was winning by a landslide, it screwed up the algorithm to where you can't have Biden be the world's most popular presidential candidate ever with all these votes that it's falsely giving him. So then, in order to maintain their lead, once the algorithm is quote unquote broken, they have to dump all of these pristine ballots into the system saying,
exactly,
yeah, okay, this is how he won.
And there's a second thing that came out with some of these affidavits. is that they're not supposed to be connected to the internet. And they said as part of the shutdown, some of these machines, like in Michigan and whatnot, got connected to the internet so that somebody can remote in and change the algorithm as well.
Okay.
So there's futon fuckery on both sides with the voting machines and the ballots.
So going back to, again, what I said is that it would require a level of more intervention to focus on other different seats and try to make it look like as if, you know, that the candidate came out winning. So what they did is they just focused on the presidential election. And like Tim says, maybe even in some for Senate races in Georgia, because this is what they were planning to do. And I think even the seat for McSally in Arizona, I don't believe that guy. I'm telling you, I don't think Arizona went. And again, Sidney Powell is coming out saying she came out on Newsmax saying that there was an insider in the Department of Justice. Dude, listen to this shit. Who, again, signs an affidavit. He was on a phone call with AOC and Bernie Sanders, along with 100 other people, teaching them how to commit sabotage in their government positions. She came out saying this. And this guy, again, signed an affidavit saying that he will testify to this. People that they were on a call saying this shit. So, again, Sidney Powell is saying she's staking her personal career on this. This is the hill she's going to die on. And this is how adamant she is about the proof that she has. And people who know her say, hey, you know what? When I see her, because one of the, I think a speech that she gave, she gets, you know, her voice got quivery. She got emotional. And the guy comes out saying, you know what? I know her. I know her for a long time. And I know when she says that there's conviction in her voice and that she believes everything that she's saying. So time will tell. Let me show you this image going along to your point, Jeremy, about how, well, you know what, maybe the House seats, you know, that was probably their way to say, hey, well, you know what, there's no corruption because look, the Republicans won. This is what the map looks like. And this is with all the congressional seats that were won, and which doesn't add up to how the country voted. Right. And so this is the map. And I believe this is more in line with what actually happened, which is that Trump won a majority of the states. Look at Michigan. Look at Wisconsin. Look at Pennsylvania, dude. I mean, he won, I don't know, 3,000 some counties while Biden won 500, something like that. So this is the reality, I believe, of what really happened. I believe that this is more in line with what we were seeing on TV with Trump filling stadiums with, I'm sorry, events, you know? And so again, just another brick in the evidence. And Rudy Giuliani, also one of the Trump right now, his legal team is freaking, they're on all cylinders. Rudy gives it to the media and because it came out with a press conference, and I'm going to show you this video because this is worth watching. And he gives it to them with
that was both, a great press conference.
Both barrels, definitely worth watching this. Let me show you.
But yeah, as you watch that video, you're going to notice he was sweating balsamic vinegar from his sideburns.
That's how they reported it. All right, let's watch this.
I would love to release all the information that I have. I would love to give it to you all. Except most of you wouldn't cover it. A few of you would. And then we'd have half the American people probably informed. The censorship that is going on in this country right now by big tech and by big media is almost as dangerous as the election fraud that we're revealing. Maybe just as dangerous. We're headed to a very bad place. And it is not inappropriate that a Venezuelan company counted our votes. Thank you.
I you know, for me, they need to keep doing these press conferences. And let me show you this other one, because Sidney Powell came out saying that it's going to be biblical, the revelations that they're bringing out. These are her words. And people, obviously, some people don't like her saying that, but to me, it's her releasing the Kraken. So she's hyping this up. You know, I don't know if this is her way of working or this is her modus operandi, how she does it. But I don't see, you know, how, you know, again, people who know her coming out saying, I've known her for this long. she wouldn't just come out saying stuff like this. What were you going to say, Tim?
Oh, even like, so let's take it back with Sidney Powell.
Oh, sorry.
Even the shit she did with Flynn, okay? In all the Flynn investigations.
Yep.
What's stopping Flynn from being exonerated is the damn DC circuit judge, okay? Because that's an Obama judge, and he's just trying to stop Flynn from getting exonerated, right? They're all saying, here's all the evidence. This guy's been set up. You know, people have gone to jail over it. Here's all the evidence. It's all been, it's all come out unredacted. Look, they illegally spied on Flynn and got him to lie. They hear all the handwritten notes, but the judge just wants to be a dick because for this reason, I think. Okay. So she presented all this evidence. And like you said in the beginning of the show, basically, regardless of what the DC Circuit Court judge fucking says, fuck him, Flynn's innocent. Mm-hmm. Right. So she's proven that. And she put her claim onto that. So now that she's taken it to the next step forward, you do not, her and Lynn Wood are going out making these accusations. To make those accusations, you better have fucking damning evidence that's legit, because you're putting everything, you will never ever get another job. Like, you can get disbarred for what you're saying if you do not prove this. You know what I'm saying? Because this is, you're saying treason, you're saying fraud, you're saying steal, like, you're accusing people on both sides, because they go, we don't know how deep this goes on both sides.
True.
Because all of a sudden, you know, you see the Lindsey Grahams and the Mitch McConnells, all of a sudden, you know, they were supposed to get their ass kicked, and they dumped $100 million in on the Democrat side, and they didn't lose. So,
coordinated. She even came out saying that the Georgia governor, what's Kemp, has some ties. And so, and may have received money. She's coming out saying this, guys, that he may have received money to guarantee his win. So, look, again, we still haven't seen any of the evidence. We're still waiting. Obviously, this is going to go to the courts. They're not going to show their cards to the media, because obviously, like Rudy Giuliani said, is like, if we tell you guys this, nobody's going to hear it. You guys aren't fair. All you guys are going to try to do is destroy it. We're going to go to the courts. So now the media, obviously, right now, they're in a frenzy. They're, as usual, with the Trump administration. But I want to show you this video. This is how you know that they are running scared and they're desperate, the media, because again, they don't want to report this, but let's just watch this. This is they're asking, trying to get questions from Mike Pence.
Thank you. Every one of you.
Folks, these are supposed to be people who report the news. these sound like activists. They're making accusations. You're undermining democracy. You're supposed to report the fucking news, motherfucker. I'm so angry at these cocksuckers, because your job is to sit there and say what happened. Not you're undermining. These guys are activists. Katie McEnany, because the Trump administration right now, they're taking the approach of, we are not going to answer questions. Trump hasn't answered questions in weeks because they're done. Because
18 days.
The media is not giving them a fair shake. They've proven it over and over again. Let me show you Katie McEnany. Again, a White House press secretary destroys the media because... Right now, the media is saying, well, I don't understand why you guys are undermining democracy. You guys are supposed to do a smooth transition. This has
You're
been
the ones undermining democracy.
They said this has been a custom for, you know, hundreds of years, and you guys are destroying that. Really, Obama with the Russian collusion spying on Trump. But let me let Katie McEnany say it in her own words, because she's. Goddamn, she's gorgeous.
We talked a lot about transfer of power in the election, and it's worth remembering that this president was never given an orderly transition of power. His presidency was never accepted. In fact, before his election, we know Crossfire Hurricane was launched by Peter Strzok to pursue a baseless allegations about the president's ties with Russia. That's before he was president, trying to subvert the will of the American people. We know in August, Peter Strzok wrote a text message about an insurance insurance policy against a Trump presidency, once again trying to silence the voice of the American people. In 2016, we know in October that there was a FISA warrant taken out to spy on the Trump campaign. Then the American people spoke, and they spoke commandingly in electing President Trump despite all of the odds. And what happened after he was elected? You had 70 lawmakers say, we're not coming to his inauguration. Democratic lawmakers. You had Elizabeth Warren saying, we're going to attempt to obstruct the Trump transition by urging the Government Accountability Office to investigate the incoming Trump transition. In January of that year, you had President Obama have a by-the-book meeting where they talked about the Logan Act, using that act to go after Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Just before the inauguration, you had BuzzFeed promoting and publishing this bogus Steele dossier that's been widely debunked. And then for 2 years, you had the BASIS Mueller investigation, which searched for collusion, found none, and exonerated President Trump. While in 2016, President Trump became the duly elected president, many sought to undermine him, discredit him, delegitimize him, and deny his victory. There were no calls for unity. There were no calls for healing. So while every legal vote is counted, let us not forget the inexcusable transition or lack thereof that President Trump had to endure in 2016 and 4 years into his presidency.
Watch this.
Thank you, everyone, for the very good and substantive questions today. I don't call an activist.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, she's been waiting. Honestly, you know damn well Haley's been waiting for the election to be over to actually like kind of give a piece of her mind to everybody, because people forget she's a fucking very successful lawyer. Like she's a very intelligent person. She's a lawyer. So when you get these Katie Collins going, Katie Collins, you're a fucking idiot. Okay. I'm sorry. You're a fucking idiot that you're going to wear a mask and you take it right off as soon as, get the fuck out of here, you stupid fucking hypocrites. They're all fucking twats. I'm sorry. All fucking twats. They're all little whiny twats.
The swamp is in a panic. And that was trending on Twitter for a while. Cat Turd made the swamp panic trend. He's fucking hilarious. I'm gonna show you some of his tweets. But no, anyway, so I love it. You know, like you said, Tim, man, I think she had been holding it. And I think once Trump wins, because I'm calling it, man, that guy's gonna win. He's gonna win in the courts. These people, they're squirming right now. They're freaking like worms in the fucking dirt, because this shit's gonna be revealed. Now, this is just the information they have released to the media. I believe that they may have proof for more that links a whole host of Democrats and Republicans. And they thought they were going to get away with all this. And I think this goes all the way to Biden. I think he knew. They all knew.
I think it goes to the CIA. I think it goes.
It goes everywhere. That's what's called the deep state. And the reason I say Biden knew is because, remember, folks, he had a slip of the tongue. And one of the key things, or people when they go through dementia, one of the things is that they lose filter. This is what happens. And I believe Biden is having this problem. Because remember what he said when he was going through, you know, his campaign. He's like, we have amassed the most. What did he say? Corrupt election fraud.
Most effective election fraud organization. And he's in like history. Obama. Then he reset. He's like, Obama came up with the most election. You know. Yeah.
It was like, what are you talking about? And people are like, we got to, Joe, you got to go back to your basement. I'm telling you, man, this guy revealed the cards, and they're like, this motherfucker is about to reveal. Now, they thought they were going to get away with it. And in my opinion, this is definitely an attempted coup, and it's despicable. There are high crimes that are happening here and even Obama is a part of. Because, folks, Obama never left Washington. I don't know if you guys knew this. Obama has not left Washington, D.C. He's still in there.
So this is what they've been saying. The reason, again, the way they needed to let this play out, if you're going to go conspiracy-based theory, right, is everybody knows that the DOJ, FBI, CIA is corrupt, deep state, entrenched. They're all in on it. The only way, the reason why you couldn't have the Durham report just fucking arrest people, because everybody was hiding stuff, right? Not allowing evidence out. You didn't know. Everybody was talking. But with this, you are now allowing election fraud to happen. This can go military, because now this is against national security. You can go military tribunal. This bypasses DOJ, FBI, CIA. This is what they're saying. So by letting it play out and having the evidence, like the, because they did confirm that they did get the servers from Germany. They don't know if the good guys or the bad guys have it, but basically they're alluding that the good guys have it. So
I think Sidney Powell came out saying that the government,
And she also alluded that she's like, you know, I can't say this 100%, but she goes, there might have been people watching it in real time happen.
Oof.
The election fraud. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things going on that if you go to the media saying, well, here's all the evidence in the videos of everything happening. That's tampering evidence. You can't release your evidence to the public before the court, because now if you release it, now it could be tampered with. You could be debunked.
Right.
So when you get everybody in court with it, it's like, fuck. That is evidence that's there. Then the media has no choice but to cover the reality.
Right. No. They have a choice to not cover whatever they don't want to cover.
Well, like the Hunter Biden.
We've seen it.
No, but just like everything. When you come out and you provide documents of Hunter Biden and his ties to China and all the dealings and Biden, they can, it's not real. But when the court has it and it goes into evidence, okay, this is evidence, guys. This is unredacted, clear quote evidence. Here's the video. You can't say that it's not real.
Yep.
You know, you can't say that, you know, or put it in front of the judge before, like, oh shit, I'm just gonna, you know, I already know that I'm gonna vote against it. But you give them the real evidence, it's in real time. You don't got time to sit there and come up with like a lie. You know what I mean?
Yep. So you're exactly right, Tim. I think if they release this to the media, people would have time to prepare to lie. I'm going to cover a couple more bullet points and then we'll move on. But something else that happened this week was the doxing of the Michigan canvassers, right? So this was a drama back and forth. So Michigan canvassers, you know, were they going to certify the election results in Michigan? So it was four of them, two against and two for. And initially they had came out against it and said, no, we're not going to certify it. Well, they got doxxed, and then they started getting threatening messages. Their family was being threatened. And one of them actually came out and did a press conference saying, yeah, I got threats. And then they switched back. And then they said, yeah, we're going to certify it. And then the next day after that, like, again, it was back. They said, no, we're not going to. And the only reason we agreed to it was because we were doxxed and our families were being threatened. Again, just another brick in the evidence. So, hey, folks, if we want, yeah, go ahead.
So did they find out who doxed them? I mean, there legal action you could take against people that doxed
them?
It was the other two Democrats, the other two canvassers
on
the
Zoom
meeting.
Put their names and addresses.
Yeah. And the schools of the kids.
The schools of
right,
the kids.
So then the two that got doxxed need to sue the hell out of the two that doxxed them.
That's what they did. So
I'm sure that's coming. Look, again, these guys signed affidavits. These guys who were supposed to certify, they signed affidavits saying that we got threats of violence. And that's the reason why.
Right. I have no doubt that they did.
It's insanity, dude. Okay, let me go on. And again, this is
just... Because the videos came out. So they cut the Zoom live, but somebody kept recording it. So... Yeah. Somehow the video came out of the two guys actually saying, you're going to be known as a racist forever. Yeah. And I'm sure your kids that go to XYZ elementary school, their friends are going to, you know, call them racist and everything else. And then the other guy came out and basically was going after them. And the video came out and they were like, got real quiet after that.
Throw them in jail.
Now, and let's move on to Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, election committee was trying to change the rules at the last minute so that the Trump campaign can't file for a recount. However, it got stopped because they voted 3-3 and the measure didn't pass. They were trying to change this shit. Now, Bob Spindle of Wisconsin held the line. Now, he was one of the, you know, canvassers, I believe, that who was trying to, what are they called? I don't know if they're called canvassers in Wisconsin. Anyway, so he was one of the guys, and he came out, and I think he was on a, and I'm going to show you a little bit of this, because this is worth, Elections Commission. So they debated about this for several hours, Let me see if I don't know if this video shows it. God damn it. Hold on. No, this is, sorry. I'm wasting your time. No, unfortunately I didn't get the link and I thought this was going to be it, but again, his name is, Bob Spindle and from Wisconsin, he held the line. He gave a great, motivational speech and said, folks, we cannot approve this. We cannot change these rules at the last minute. And, you know, the way that some of these news organizations came out reporting it is like, oh, you know, he had baseless claims. Again, the news media is supposed to just report the facts, not give your opinion. And we're seeing more and more of this. They're all out against the Republican Party right now, against conservatism and Trump. And right now, House Republicans have officially called for an investigation into the election fraud, finally, after, 2 weeks? And to me, we need to show a united front against this insanity. And if Trump pulls this victory, I think it'll be because many brave Republicans like, you know, Bob Spindle and those two canvassers in Michigan who are holding the line against this insanity. And, you know, I'm gonna move on here. Let's see here. Let me skip all this
shit.
So real
quick, about the recount in Wisconsin, day one, they had the plexiglass up between the counter and the watcher, right? And they were able to see everything. No problem. Day two, they changed the rules. They moved them back 6 feet. They're like, what the fuck? Yeah. So you have the person right here, the plexiglass, and then the person sitting behind the line, right? Then they changed the rules again saying, you need two people to say, no, we got to dispute that ballot. But they only have one person watching. So how are you going to get the second person? They keep changing the rules in Wisconsin every day. Yeah. So they're truly screwing the crown. And I think they're doing it on... Trump's allowing them to do all this.
Yes.
It's all the evidence. Yeah, I think it's done on purpose.
At the end of the day, I think what people don't understand is that President Trump, or the president in general, wields a lot of power, right? He's executive branch, folks. He's equal with the other three, not less. So if one branch of government decides to challenge the process in the other parts of government, this is what you call a constitutional crisis. And I believe the president has the power to challenge that. Yes, it's dangerous. No, we don't want a dictator. However, you have to be willfully blind and overtly suppressing this to not see the corruption. And I'm not even talking about the voter fraud and the evidence that, you know, we have yet to see that Sidney Powell is claiming to have. I'm talking about everything else the media is doing. And the collusion that's happening with the Democrats, they cover up for Biden, right? His history, his mental history. They covered up Hunter Biden's bullshit, the deep state. You know, remember the impeachment, the Kavanaugh hearings, the COVID lies, you know, the defund the police movement, the justification of riots. The Democrats, as we all know, are corrupt. And like we said earlier, even Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar came out saying that the voting process was corrupt, but now they're silent. And a recent poll survey came out. 47% of Americans, folks, believe it was corruption. So I think this is Trump's constitutional duty to do what he must do. Now, if he decides to force the government's hand by not conceding and going to the courts, and the courts decide, well, you know what? We're going to let Congress vote. And if he wins, then it will be all out war. So here is my message. I'm not going to say even the Salty Show. I'm going to say this is my message because, again, this is we're treading in uncharted territory right now. I'm behind you 100% Trump, and millions of Americans who know how to use, you know, have practiced, you know, on the weekends. You know what I'm talking about. We don't want war. We do not want war, but we won't retreat from it. This is where we must make a stand, folks. We won't have another chance, because if they're able to cheat today in broad daylight, they won't stop. They've been doing this for fucking years. It ends now. And I'm going to show you this video of this man. He calls into the Rush Limbaugh Show. And I share this man's passion, homie, because let me show you first the video. This is worth watching.
I mean, this was pretty. It was pretty interesting. This one.
I'll say this: very few people will go to war for a politician. Very few people, but to preserve this republic, we'll raise an army. So let me show you this video.
Hi, Russ. It's great to be here. I'm going to try to hold myself together, not get emotional here, but I want to harken back to your statement about Georgia.
Yeah.
And about the Trump voter.
Yeah.
And they should be very afraid, very afraid. Trump and you are all we have left, Rush. We've spent our lives voting for these people because they're not them. And we just can't do it anymore. We're tired of being stabbed in the back, Rush. It's better to have an enemy that's in front of you than a friend that's behind you that's just going to stab you. They do it every time. We have a Republican-controlled state, and they won't do an audit of the vote. They won't. They just basically told every Georgian that they don't care. We were in Washington on Saturday. Me and my 33-year-old son, we saw more people than we've ever seen in our lifetime, ever. And we're season ticket holders for the Ravens, for God's sakes. I've been in crowds of 80,000 people. I've been to Steelers games, for goodness sakes. I have never seen so many people. But were there any Republicans there? No. None. Hmm. None.
But wait. What? There were no Republicans. What was this thing that you went to?
A week ago Saturday in Washington, D.C., the mega rally. There must have been hundreds of thousands.
Okay, it's a MAGA rally, and there were, you mean no elected Republicans? Is that what you mean?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Our party leadership, quote unquote, if this were a Democrat rally, they would all be there. They were there for the anti-Tea Party movement, walking hand in hand up the steps.
Yep.
No one stands for us, Rush. Only you and Donald Trump. God forbid. What do we have left? I love my president. I am not a revolutionary, Rush, but I will die for my president. This man has given more to this country than anybody, and he has no need to. None. He's a billionaire. He doesn't need this.
I share this only because, like I said, this is important to hear. You know, we think, oh, we'll get another chance. We'll fix it down the road.
Yeah,
we can't keep kicking this can down the road, folks. This is it. Now,
we kicked it far enough.
We have. He talks about
years of this stuff.
Republicans are silent. The elected and some of them come and talking out, but as a party, they're silent. Now, I want to talk about Mitt Romney. He's gone from He's gone from Judas mode to full-on Sanhedrin priest, tweeting for Barabbas to be freed. this is how fucking insane Mitt Romney has gone. And I believe after all this dust settles, he'll be standing there alone, a fool, because he's burned bridges with conservatives. And the left right now, they're just using him like a two-bit whore. And you know, I'm sad to say this because I voted for this guy in 2012. In 2012, I voted for that guy. And he's turned out to be like such a disappointment, just a part of the swamp. And the majority of the GOP right now, they're sitting in the sidelines, like this guy said. And let me get this point across. While a few good men and women fight, you know, and Rush Limbaugh pointed it out, you know, at the Million MAGA March, not one elected Republican showed up to talk. Not one. And to me, this is like I've seen a lot of Twitter folks come out with this analogy. This is like the movie 300 against the horde of Persians. King Leonidas fights the battle that Sparta refuses to fight. And the same Republicans that begged Trump to campaign for their candidates are still expecting Republicans to show up to vote in Georgia for those candidates in January. And Kat Turd actually was the one who came out saying this. This is insanity. And the swamp needs to be eradicated from even our own party. These Republicans think that they can amass this victory that they had alone. They think they did this alone. No, you know, they're the ones that squandered it, in my opinion. These Alex P. Keaton Republicans, I call them. And Trump is a product of, you guys remember, the Tea Party movement. Not these soulless suit and tie men that lack charisma and, more importantly, lack courage. And, you know,
they're the Uniparty.
And I'm going to show you one more video of this a veteran gentleman at the MAGA march that this caller just alluded to. And I think he said it best. And I'm going to play this and then we'll move on.
You came out all the way from Texas to attend this. What inspired you to come so far just to show up to support the president?
Because someday people are going to ask me, where were you in November of 2020? Where were you when your country, the greatest country in the world, was stolen by crooked politicians? And I don't want to say that I sat at home watching on TV and doing nothing. I wanted to say I was here serving my country once again. I served 5 years in the Marine Corps in Iraq and Afghanistan, and I am not going to sit by while the evil tentacles of socialism wrap itself around the greatest country in the world. I will not be quiet. I will not go quietly into that good night. So right now, we're going to come up here, we're going to peacefully protest, and we're going to stop the steal, and we're going to get 4 more years of Trump and keep America great.
That was worth, in my opinion, it's worth watching because, you know, again, folks, we won't have another chance to fix this. The Democratic Party right now, the officials are tweeting out suggesting that Trump supporters need to be deprogrammed. Wake up, folks. This is not going to end, you know, let's just let it go. And no. Yep.
Oh, this is, I mean, I've said it a couple times. I said, everybody thinks that, you know, oh, back the blue. Yeah. Cops are on our side. They back Trump. Yeah, when the election's over and they make the rules to take the guns, cops are going to be the ones knocking on your door going, give me your guns.
Yep.
That is what we're coming to, okay? Everybody says I'm crazy. Right now, no. But eventually, you're going to get like those cops in New York, those sheriffs. Well, you know, this is a health. Where's your mask? Fuck you. Private property. Don't worry about my health. If you're going to try to arrest me for wearing a mask, what are you going to do when I say, I don't want to give you my guns? What's going to happen next? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. So you got to look at it like layers. First, it starts with health. You get the mask. Oh, you're getting arrested. We were showing videos in April where mothers were getting fucking thrown to that shitty ass floor in the subway in New York City in front of their kids for not wearing a goddamn mask. And then it stopped because they realized like, oh, this is bad. And now all of a sudden it's coming back. Oh, because the cases are fuck you. Yeah. That's down. Fine. You know what I mean? But once we got everybody wearing masks and, oh, we're going to make it a law that you're going to get arrested if you don't, like a seatbelt or you get a ticket, then it's going to go with the guns. Then it's going to go with the next thing. Then it's going to go the next thing. Wait, where's it end? You give them the masks, you're fucked. You give them the mask, they're going to take the next thing. I don't want a vaccine. Well, you can't do nothing. They're going to come to your house and fucking shove the needle in your fucking arm. Done.
Yep.
You got to resist. You have to resist. Complying is not an option anymore. Mm-mm. If you want to be a bitch, go be a bitch. I'm sorry. You comply, go be a bitch. Go be a government bitch. I hate saying it like that because I got a lot of people that I know that have no problems doing it. But you know what? Don't be a bitch because you know what? When they start taking everything from you, you're going to start bitching. Right. Who are you going to rely on to fucking fight?
Exactly.
The same goddamn people that you call fucking hillbillies and everything else. I call them that too because, you know, I don't agree with everything. But you know what I mean? I'm a city slicker, you know? But the same people that are going to be the ones out there fighting are the same ones you're saying that are grandma killers and selfish. They're the ones that are going to take this fucking country back. Okay? Because they will not go into the night quiet. They will fucking fight. We will be the fucking Paul Revere's riding in the night holding a fucking... I will do that. I want to be Paul Revere. I'm going to be Paul Revere, goddammit.
Hold on. I'm going to comply. I got to comply. Wait.
Did you just put your panties on?
Let me comply. She bought it. Here we go. I'm complying.
Stop it.
I'm complying.
The COVID police are coming. The COVID police are coming. Paul Ryan. All right, so.
But it works. But it works.
No,
what is it? One if by land, two if by sea. She wears one mask, they're on land. If it's two masks, they're coming by sea.
Oh, that's funny. All right, so just one more thing I'm going to cover, which Tim alluded to earlier, which is Ezra Cohen Watnick, Secretary of Defense for the Intelligence Military, basically. He delivered a speech where he talked about a reorganization that's going to be taking place where civilian special ops folks are going to be directly underneath the acting Secretary of Defense. Now, for those of you who don't understand what this means that special forces are going to be able to operate on American soil, allowing them the ability to interrogate individuals they believe are involved in mass government corruption. This is, again, this is a Trump move. And what's happening, you know, it's happening behind. But listen. Scary. Listen to this.
Scary.
Special ops teams versus the deep state. This is what this means. Because right now, you know, you got rogue intelligence agencies, you know, the U.S. military versus the CIA, FBI, deep state. The military is one of the few legs in government that is not fully infiltrated by the swamp, folks. Remember this. And these agencies have more leaks than freaking, I don't know.
At 2 o'clock in the morning taking a piss.
Than after a drunk night binging and eating burritos. Look, this is...
We're going to do that when you come out, by the way.
Yes. No. And like Tim said, this is a nod to JFK. This is a nod to Q. This is, you know, his fight against some of those rogue intelligence agencies. People, you know, there are conspiracy theories out there that intelligence agencies went after, you know, JFK. Now, there are talks about underground militias also forming a civil defense force. I'm seeing this all over Twitter.
That wouldn't surprise me.
So the pieces to this puzzle are coming together. And what I say to this is, what a time to be alive, folks, because I think this is, again, the next, you know, Revolutionary War, the next Civil War where we claim America back. All right. We're going
to
leave it there.
1776. Real quick, just to add to that point, the reason why I really feel that this is like it was already being seen in real time. Again, everything's about pieces being put together. All right. Again, we talked about this and we all said it was kind of a little crazy and whatnot. But again, Shadowgate, they called a lot of this out. Millie Weaver's documentary, they had a two-part, they actually have a sequel that came out a couple weeks ago. The same people that were in there that everybody said were kooky, they're all in D.C. right now working, doing this. And they're not being quiet about it. They're not telling you what they're actually doing, but they're openly saying, we're doing this right now. And people are, they like, we caught them. Like, we got them.
Great.
But again, we don't know. Again,
I want the proof. I want to see the proof.
Exactly.
And like, and we've all said this. Right?
I can't take away at face value anymore.
Yep.
I need to see proof. Do I believe it? 100. I'm not going to say 100%, but I'm going to say pretty close. You know, it's too much out there.
It's extremely
unlikely that it didn't happen. But now we got to see the evidence.
Right.
But now we got to see the evidence.
Bet everything.
Right. And I'm not going to be shocked, to be honest with you. If it all comes out, I'm not going to be shocked at all. I'm not going to be shocked when they go, well, Lindsey Graham's in it. Mitch McConnell's in it.
Right.
Fucking Kemp's in it. Ducey's in it. Romney's in it. Obama's in it. Biden's in it. Hillary's in it. John Brennan's in it. Fucking everybody that's in it. I'm not going to be surprised. I'm not going to be surprised. I wouldn't even be surprised if Jared Kushner's in there. Trying to conspire against the president because he's a beady-eyed little cuck too.
All right.
The opinions expressed by the Salty Show do not reflect what Tim is spouting.
All right. We're gonna leave it there. And like we do on every episode, we're going to end it on a happy note.
Yay,
but
happy note,
I do want to show this. This is before we go. This is part of what we've been talking about. But I think once Democrats start losing the audits and recounts, it's going to be like this. I'll show you this video. This is funny. Tim sent this.
Come back.
Welcome back, Jack. save me from the Twitter world. they're going to be losing. I'm telling you, man, I can't wait for those videos to come out. All right. So this one's actually, Jesus Christ, this video was like, what the? Florida man rescues his dog.
The Florida man.
Florida man rescues his dog.
Oh, I saw that this morning,
look
dude.
At this shit. I'm your biggest fan. I ain't even know she follow me on the ground. Tax a nigga. What? He think I'm gonna catch his ass. I will, I am. Bet when I stand over him, he'll understand. That's crazy. Hashtag Florida man.
Don't come to Florida. Not that is. You see the size? That's a small gator.
It is a small gator. He went in after the.
Hey, let me tell you something. You know, yeah, when there's a baby around, where's the mama or papa? You know, like, where's the big motherfucker?
They don't do that.
Yeah, they
alligators don't do that.
Oh, they don't.
No, they don't.
But they lay the eggs in a banner.
No,
right?
Yeah, they just lay eggs and go.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
I like how people, it's like a typical Democrat.
Yeah,
people come
they
out
just
saying
abandon their kids.
I like how people are like they go after the guy. They're like, oh yeah, but you still have time to
Democrats
put the camera
eat
down.
The babies when they're born.
He's like, you still have time to put the camera down and record yourself. He went after that poor dog, man. Jesus. All right.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Florida.
Here's a funny one. Grandma's account gets hacked. Hilarity ensues.
It's gonna be terrible. You know I'm not gonna order no clothes to bed. Vibrator for my clitoris.
Her Amazon account got hacked.
Vibrator with clitoris. Okay, I don't need you to say the word clitoris ever again. Why? I mean, that's
the Is that the granddaughter left?
Yeah. $549?
Why does it come to your email address
I'm
if
just
it came in your account?
I don't even want to call someone talking about this thing.
Okay, what? Wait, what is it?
Wearable dildos?
Oh,
dude,
no.
You know she
Grandpa's
wasn't hacked.
Gonna have a good night tonight.
No, you know it wasn't hacked. Her granddaughter fucking bought that shit on her phone.
You got caught. She's like, I don't want mom to know, so I'm just gonna order the grandma's.
Oh, jeez,
That's hilarious. All right, one more. Why is this so chaotic?
Safety tips, like if you come. You come to this fence over here.
Yep.
This one. Fuck. It's electric.
You're not supposed to touch it.
Don't touch it. Why did you say that? I was getting into it and you grabbed the fence. I pointed at the fence.
The fence can't be that bad.
It's electrocuted.
Oh, it's electric. He's just from New Zealand. He's a pussy.
No, it keeps the cows in.
You think I'm not tougher than a cow?
Yes.
Cow bung the baby.
Oh, dear God.
Fuck! What the fuck is that? Take your shoes in that fence, bro.
Cowabunga, baby.
That's for bulls, actually. Bull fence, more specifically.
Nah, I think I've got a bad current. Let me try again.
Don't try again.
Don't touch it.
Wait, what?
It.
Oh, my God.
Stop. You're going to go.
Woo! Bro, it's a fucking rush. Try it again, Jimmy. Try it again.
Don't stop fucking. What? Okay. It's a fucking rush, guys.
I know. Yeah.
Woo!
They went through all the stages
wind up
of
getting killed for doing dumb things
like Tide Pods.
That is population control right there. Yeah. It's finest.
You know what they didn't figure out, which they can touch it and touch somebody else and it would have transferred and they wouldn't have gotten zapped. So like if he walked up and touched the fence and his friend at the same exact time, bam, he would have never felt anything and it would have hit his friend instead.
How does that work?
Grounded.
Because my brother and I and all of our friends when we were in Germany, we were like 7, 8, 9 years old. We used to do it.
That still doesn't explain why.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because you did it in Germany doesn't mean
it just moves through because it moves through and it hits the person on the end.
Yeah. But why wouldn't it hit you? I mean, you're grounded just as much as the person
because
on the end.
Because it's flowing through me and transferring through me.
So I'll tell you this: I used to do when I was a kid. Also, I took this transformer. You know the I think I told you the story. I did. I from the radio. You know, I was a kid, man. I used to like mess around with break shit and see how it works. Well, I took this transformer to school and I put a 9-volt battery, you know, on one end and had the kids, you know, grab onto the other ends and it would shock them. But they liked it, kind of like what these guys. I'm like, do it again.
Adrenaline rush.
Right. So then, I literally had it at the playground, dude. I am not lying. I had like, I don't know, 20 kids in a circle and one grabbing out to the one end of the terminal, the other one grabbing out the end of the line, grabbing to the other end, and boom, everybody gets shocked. And so, like, the teacher comes out, you know, like, what is going on here? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, well, what's happening is, see, I'm shocking everybody, you know, I'm explaining. And the teacher's like, okay, you need to come with me. She took away my transformer.
But it's not as painful for the person in the middle. It's not. It's the person on the end.
I just was trying to wonder how that worked, times, right? In times, theory, you're times. All on the ground. So.
All right. We're going to leave it there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're on Parler. We're on MeWe. We're on everything. Give us a follow. Hit that like button. And please, 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 please share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
Guten Tag.
Ashiya.
Release the Kraken! This guy's. That is never going to get old.